Track 2.24. Read and listen to the texts. What is the main difference between a story and a novel?
Hello and welcome to the Class of Future Writers. We will learn all about what it takes to be a writer to be recognized worldwide. I believe it goes without saying that the first rule is to be a bookworm. Reading is the most rewarding activity you could ever do to develop as a writer. No matter what the genre is, a prospect author should be a passionate reader. Read as many inspiring and motivating stories as you can, and find your own unique style to share with your potential readers. Today, we will discuss the basic rules of writing a short story because, according to statistics, struggling writers who do not know where to start should best start with writing short stories. Getting your story published can be a challenge, but there are thousands of online and print publications that focus on publishing short stories. As long as your story is good, it shouldn't be so difficult even for a first-time author.
How to write a great short story. Lesson 1.
Remember that a short story is not the same as a novel, even though they may share some common characteristics. Both contain core elements of structure, which are exposition, setting the introduction of a situation and characters, conflict, climax, and resolution. However, after a certain point, two formats show basic differences. A novelist can choose the length of his narration, whereas a short story writer must convey his message in a confined length. For this reason, authors should focus on one aspect or one problem in the life of a character. They need to resolve conflicts quickly.
Lesson 2.
Start close to the end if you can. This is very important because when a reader picks up your story, the details given upfront is a way to ensure they want to keep reading. Tell them in the beginning where the story is headed so that they can decide if the story is worth their time. Great storytellers do this very often to keep up the pace, which is also essential for good short stories. A fast pace keeps a reader on the edge of their seats. Providing readers with information quickly evoke emotions, so they will choose those stories to read.
Lesson 3.
A short story doesn't need many characters. The number of characters in a short story should be limited, as it gets difficult to develop a story properly with a large number of characters in it. Moreover, it gets harder for the reader to keep track of all the characters. Give your readers three characters, one they hate, one they love, and one they cheer on. Remember the movie Cast Away by Tom Hanks. The story focuses on one single character, but still manages to create a great impact on viewers. One character was sufficient to build a great story, right? Do you think the story could be deeper and more impressive if there were more characters in it?